Hi, I'm Perry, and this is Chemist Corner. Hello, and welcome to Chemist Corner, the program dedicated to helping you become a better creator of cosmetic products. I'm Perry Romanowski. This is day 24 of our series, 30 Days to Become a Better Cosmetic Chemist. In today's program, we're going to turn our attention to your career as a cosmetic industry scientist. Actually, the information in today's program will be useful no matter what type of science career you choose, but it is particularly helpful in the cosmetic industry because our industry is relatively small and well connected. Have you ever gone to Google and typed in your own name? What comes up? Is it something about you? Is it someone else? Is it something you are proud of or something that makes you embarrassed? Whatever it is, you can be sure someone somewhere in the world will do the same search at some point in the future. If you leave what comes up in this search to chance, you could cost yourself jobs, projects, and other opportunities. Every person in every career should take control of their own online reputation. And Google is the reputation maker or breaker. In this show, we'll take an in-depth look at how your online reputation or profile is created, the key sites you can use to help improve it, and the benefits you might get from having a quality reputation. I'll give you some specific things you can do to create a better online reputation than you have right now. Let's begin with the reasons that you should care about your online reputation. There are lots of reasons, but they can all be summed up in these two facts. One, a good online reputation can lead to great opportunities, including jobs, projects, media appearances, and more. Number two, a bad online reputation can prevent you from getting jobs, interesting projects, and will hinder other opportunities you might have otherwise gotten. And if you care about your career, you'll want to do what you can to ensure that you have a good online reputation. Some people think that if they do nothing about this, there won't be any problems. But the reality is, you can't avoid having an online reputation. If you participate in social media, are tagged in someone's photo, are quoted in a news article, or otherwise mentioned on the internet, it's likely that it will show up in Google. And if someone wanted to tarnish your reputation, it is much easier to do when someone has a limited presence on the internet. The bottom line is that controlling your online reputation is important for any cosmetic chemist who is serious about advancing in their career. If you do nothing about it, it can hurt you, and if you do something about it, it can definitely help you. All right, now let's talk about how you figure out what your online reputation is right now. As I said at the start, one of the biggest components of your online reputation is what people find when they do a Google search for your name. Ideally, what they will find is information about your career, things you've accomplished, social media profiles, or other places you were favorably mentioned. You should go to Google and search for your name right now and see what comes up. The first thing that comes up when I search my own name is my LinkedIn page. This page contains information about my career, including past work, publications, a summary, and a list of the types of projects or jobs that I'm interested in. This is exactly the kind of information you want to come up when your name is searched. Think about this in terms of current or future employers. What will they see? Is that something that makes you proud, or is it beneficial to you? Is it something negative? Other things that come up on the first page when searching my name include my website profile on Chemist Corner, my Facebook page, my Twitter link, and my profile on other websites for which I've written articles. There are also a number of images that come up, which are mostly professional. You don't have a lot of control over the images of you, but it is good to have one shown that you like. There is much more to your online reputation than this, but Google is where the vast majority of people do their searches, so if you manage your Google profile, you'll be well on your way of managing your total online profile. To get control of your online profile, the first thing you need to do is have a good LinkedIn profile. If you don't already have a LinkedIn account, go there and sign up for one. It is free and can be immensely useful for your career. In fact, my wife has her job today because of my LinkedIn profile. The way that happened was someone was looking for a beauty industry expert and they contacted me via email with a job opportunity. I knew my wife was a perfect candidate for the position, and that eventually led her to getting hired where she works now. None of that would have happened if I wasn't on LinkedIn. So LinkedIn is a spot that you can get opportunities. All right, after you signed up for your LinkedIn account, spend time creating your profile. You can make this as elaborate as you want, but make sure you include information about your employment history, a summary of the things that you can do and want to do, your accomplishments, and pretty much anything else you would include in your resume or CV. LinkedIn makes this really easy. We could actually do a whole show on creating your LinkedIn profile, but I'll save that for another time. For the time being, the minimum you should include in your LinkedIn profile includes your name and location, a picture, and make this something professional. Ideally, you'll be smiling. You want to look like someone that people want to get to know. Number three is a good summary. List what types of projects you work on and the things that you want to work on and some of the things that you're passionate about. List your current and past jobs. Even if it doesn't seem relevant to what you want to do now, those past jobs and volunteer positions can be helpful for future connections. List everything that you can think of. List your accomplishments. If you have any awards or things like that, they are worth listing. And list your website link. If you have a website or social media account, be sure to list it there. You'll get some connections just through that link. And you can spend a lot of time crafting the perfect profile, and you should do as good a job as you want. You should also review your profile every 6 months or so and update it to better reflect your current situation. I actually haven't been so great at this, and I certainly need to update it now. The thing is, I have already a fair amount of a network, and so this kind of stuff, since I've already got a pretty high profile online, it's not as important for me, although I really should update my LinkedIn profile now. After you've created your profile, begin connecting with people whom you know. These should be people that you have worked with in the past or that you are friends with or otherwise somehow connected. Ideally, you'll start with people that you actually know, and some people give the advice that you should only connect with people you know. Some people think that you should connect with everyone. I'm of the opinion that you should connect with people who are in the industry that you can imagine working with sometime in the future. There are a lot of spammers on LinkedIn, which is why I don't connect with just anyone. Just having a LinkedIn account is a good step in the right direction for managing your online profile. Now you'll need to get to show up when people do a Google search. It may take a little time, but once Google realizes you have a profile up, it will likely show up on the first page if you have an uncommon name. And since LinkedIn has such a good reputation with Google, it may even be the first thing that shows up. But you want to do what you can to get it to rank higher. There are a number of things that you can do. But the easiest thing is to create profiles on other social networking sites and then link them to your LinkedIn page. So you should create a Facebook account and a Twitter account and put your basic information in there. You don't even have to use these accounts after you've set them up, but having a basic profile that complements the information you have on your LinkedIn account will help push positive information on your profile to the front page of Google. That's the main strategy. You want to get information that you created on the front page of Google. This way, you control your online profile rather than having it controlled for you. To get it to show up on the front page, you need to link your profile page published in numerous places around the internet. So put that link on all your social media profiles, sites, including Facebook, Twitter, and others. Having a Google account, that is a Gmail account, will also help you rank higher in Google. I would also encourage you to set up your Google account and put in your profile on the Google account too. Other things you can do to improve your online reputation include start a blog and write about cosmetic science or whatever topic you're most interested in. Write guest articles on other people's blogs, like Chemist Corner perhaps. Feel free to pitch me an article idea and I'd be happy to publish it. Participate in social media like Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. This means you update your status and post links about subjects that you are interested in. You can find a lot of great cosmetic science information just following some of the cosmetic scientists that tweet on Twitter. Number four, leave comments on social media sites. This is another way to start to boost your rankings in Google. And then finally, offer to give talks at your local SCC chapters. They'll put a link to your profile and your website on their website, and that's going to basically help to boost your Google rankings. Basically, to best control your online reputation, you need to create content that gets your name ranked higher in Google. And if there are people on the internet who have written bad things about you, or there are things you don't want to be on the front page of Google, creating more positive stuff attached to your name is the number one way to get that removed, or at least pushed off the first page. You should know about Google, if something doesn't show up on the first page, it's almost never looked at later. So people really look at that first page, and if it's not in the first 10 things, then it's really like it doesn't even exist. All right, that should get you started. So in summary, here is what we covered in creating and maintaining your online reputation. First, find out what your reputation is by doing a Google search. Next, take steps to improve those search results by creating a LinkedIn profile. Then create profiles in other social networking sites to improve all of the pages that show up on the front page of your Google search. Finally, take steps to improve what shows up by producing more positive content on the internet. This only takes time, as most of the online resources are free to use. Having a positive online reputation will help you, your career as a cosmetic formulator, in both providing new opportunities for jobs, projects, or exposure, and in preventing negative things to be found out about you. Everyone should do this. Take control of your online profile today. Today's challenge. Well, today's challenge should be obvious. Take control of your online reputation. Go through the steps in this podcast and figure out what your online reputation is now by doing a Google search of your name. Create a profile on LinkedIn and other social networking sites. Make sure the profile you create has the key elements of a good profile and reflects what you want the world to know about you. Think in terms of what a future employer might be saying about you or might be wondering about you. When you've completed this, go to the show notes page and paste a link to your own online profile. If you'd like to connect with me on any of the social networking sites, just let me know and I'd be happy to connect. This is going to help boost your name recognition on Google when people do a search. Now, this is not really difficult to do, and the rewards you can reap from a good online reputation are numerous, and there's lots of chances for good opportunities if you just have the right stuff show up when people search for your name on Google. Well, that's the end of today's program. Thanks so much for listening. On tomorrow's program, we are going to talk more about basic cosmetic chemistry, focusing on moisturizers. If you found this series helpful, please go to the comments section and leave a comment. Also, be sure to share it with any of your friends and colleagues who might be interested in the topic. As always, don't forget to subscribe to us in iTunes or any other podcast playing service that you use. And be sure to give us a review on iTunes. This is going to help raise our ranks in the iTunes store, and it's going to help other people find the show. You can also follow us on Twitter. We're at Chemist Corner, and like us on Facebook. Additionally, we have a cosmetic science forum that I encourage you to sign up for and participate in discussions about cosmetic formulating. You can do that by going to chemistcorner.com/cosmetic science talk. Thanks again for listening. I'm Perry Romanowski. Now, go make a difference.